getting out of the path. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. A hurricane warning issued for Tampa Bay, Florida, and evacuation orders in effect for coastal areas, including in Manatee County, ahead of Hurricane Ian, which is expected to reach Cuba as a major hurricane and then gain strength as it travels over the Gulf of Mexico.
We will see on the Gulf Coast of Florida heavy rain, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, and perhaps isolated tornado activity. And that is true regardless of the precise track that this takes.
Governor Ron DeSantis.
What we're telling people is please be listening to what your local officials on the emergency management side are directing. There's going to be a lot of places on this West Coast that's going to be very vulnerable to the effects of this storm.
Ian is moving northeast at 13 miles per hour. As many as 300,000 people may be evacuated from low-lying areas of Hillsborough County alone. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra has declared a public health emergency in response to the approaching hurricane. Protests continue in Russia as President Vladimir Putin called up thousands of military reservists to be sent to Ukraine as Ukrainian troops gain ground.
Russian troops have lost more than 17,000 square miles of territory they captured since the end of March. Suffering heavy battlefield losses, Russian President Vladimir Putin is forcing more untrained soldiers into the fight under his new partial mobilization orders. Though with low morale and experience, these men are expected to be used as cannon fodder.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Long lines of cars are on roads leading to Russia's border crossings with Georgia, Kazakhstan, and Mongolia as men of military age try to escape. Russia has granted citizenship to former American intelligence contractor Edward Snowden, who fled prosecution after he revealed highly classified U.S. surveillance programs. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A Kentucky man who killed three fellow students in 1997 has been denied parole.
Michael Carneal will have to spend the rest of his life in prison and won't get another chance to seek parole. The Kentucky Parole Board deliberated in private for about half an hour before voting 7-0 to deny Carneal parole. Carneal, who is now 39, was a 14-year-old high school freshman when he opened fire on a before-school prayer circle that met in the lobby of Heath High School each morning. He was given the maximum sentence for someone his age at the time, which was life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years. Last week, he told parole board members that he would live with his parents and continue his mental health treatment if they agreed to release him. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
One of the giants of NASCAR will be parking his car in the garage and calling it a career, mostly.
2 years since he retired from NASCAR, where he was a seven-time champion, Jimmy Johnson told the Associated Press he's retiring from full-time racing. Johnson had switched to the IndyCar circuit, but won't return for a second full season with Chip Ganassi Racing. 47-year-old said he intends to spend more time with his family, but will still compete in some races. Johnson told the AP, I've got a blank sheet of paper, and we can now see what opportunities exist and start making a calendar. While Johnson said he does not have that passion, any pit in his stomach of something left unfinished, to commit to a full season, he indicated he may try to race the double, the Indy 500 and NASCAR's Coca-Cola 600 the same day, 1,100 miles.
Fox's Jared Max at the box office this weekend. Despite the off-screen drama, Olivia Wilde's Don't Worry, Darling opened at number one, earning $19.2 million. Last week's top film, The Woman King, starring Viola Davis, slid to second with $11.1 million. The re-release of James Cameron's Avatar grossed $10 million 13 years after its initial run in theaters. Wall Street, the Dow lost 329, the NASDAQ lost 65. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.